Hello and welcome back to the Piano Pedagogy Playlist. My name is Luke Bartolomeo. I'm a pianist, a teacher, and the developer of the note reading horse race app Flashnote Derby, among some others. Each Monday, I play for you a curated selection of contemporary piano pieces geared towards today's students. Last week, we looked at some pieces which expressed the emotions of joy and a bit of melancholy as we move into the waning days of summer. This week, I've chosen two pieces which convey a different emotion that many of us, students and adults alike, might be feeling this time of year, and that emotion is anxiety. The first of these two pieces is called the Anxiety Toccata, composed by Scott Price. Scott is the head of the Piano Pedagogy Department at the University of South Carolina, and this is a piece that was obviously composed with some specific pedagogical goals in mind. It's in effect an etude on playing rapidly with alternating hands, and at the same time having the ability to bring out the melody, even as both hands are practically on top of each other, occupying the same register of the piano keyboard. It's also a perpetual motion piece, which in and of itself conveys a sense of anxiety, especially to the performer, because you know once you begin, there's no let up until you reach the final note. That was the Anxiety Toccata by Scott Price. So much fun to play. There is an obvious technical challenge, but you may have noticed in listening, the right hand plays the same F major chord repeated for the entire piece. So it's really all about the left hand bringing out that melody as it dodges and weaves below, above, and even through the right hand. It's a challenge for sure, but maybe not quite as difficult as it sounds. The second piece I'm going to play for you today is by a composer familiar to us all, Friedrich Bergmuller. Now, I know it is only the second episode of this podcast, and I've already broken my rule of playing music only by living composers. But, okay, yeah, I still wanted to include this piece. This piece is also quite frenetic, but unlike the previous piece, you do have moments to catch your breath. The original French title is Inquiétude, which could be translated as worry or concern, as well as anxiety. If you have a student who has enjoyed Bergmuller's more familiar pieces, the Ballade and the Arabesque, this could be a nice follow-up piece for them. Thank you. Now, you may have noticed that even though the theme of today's podcast was the emotion of anxiety, neither of the two pieces I chose to play for you were the current hit song, Anxiety, by the artist Doechii. It's a really good song. In my opinion, it doesn't make for a great piano piece. However, you may have some students returning in the fall who are interested in playing this piece. Maybe there's some students who need a little extra motivation. It would be something familiar to them and they would enjoy it. There are some good arrangements out there, especially some easier ones in abridged versions by Chrissy Ricker. So I'll put some links to those in the description as well. And just like that, it's time to close the lid on this episode of the Piano Pedagogy Playlist. I sincerely hope you'll be able to squeeze a little more peace and joy out of the remaining summer and not have too much anxiety in your life. I'll look forward to next Monday, and we'll dig into some more contemporary repertoire and maybe some not-so-contemporary repertoire for today's piano students. Keep nurturing the music. Have a great week.